Network Marketing 2.0, Episode 011.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios here. Today, I'm going to be talking about the right type of network marketing training to engage in. So in this time and age, you have to be careful what network marketing training you engage in. We live in an evolving world, but I've come to realize that a lot of 1962 and 1977 training topics are still circulating. Granted, many of the concepts in network marketing are timeless, especially the leadership part, but no one can deny the fact that a lot has changed and a lot is still changing. Part of the root of the network marketing is that it's an opportunity for an average individual to get into the world of entrepreneurship. It's done by way of free enterprise. When I use the word enterprise, it means number one, marketing. Number two, selling are involved. Number one, marketing, and number two, selling are involved. Those two things are evolving every time, and network marketing training do not always factor that in. The majority of the network marketing training that you have out there does not factor that in. So here's a quick tip. The quick start network marketing training and tools for most network marketers are outdated. Now, let me explain myself. The phrase network marketing comprises of two words. Network, which is essentially old school focused, okay, or static, okay, in nature. Marketing, the digital age focused and is dynamic in nature. It has room for growth. Does that make sense? So I hope that is self-explanatory. Network marketing. Network, this is old school focused, static. Marketing, digital age focused, okay? So we live in an age where people want results fast. Clearly, time is required to achieve anything of substance with sustainability, right? Or any type of success. That does not change what people want. Does not change that people want things faster. And you as a leader will have to pay attention to that. Not necessarily give things faster if you can't, but also address it. You need to acknowledge that. So in the digital age, it's in your best interest to ensure that you are engaged in a network marketing training that focuses on the marketing part. There are a few reasons why you should do that. Okay, here you go. Your income is attached to how big your network is, right? So when I say network is old school, please stay in context, okay? So your income is still attached to how big your network gets. So what you're trying to build is a network of distributors for a product. That's essentially what network marketing is. So when you engage in a network marketing training that focuses on marketing skills, then it's easy to use marketing skills, your marketing skills, to grow your network. Does that make sense? Because it's all about the skills. Your emotions are not as involved as if you put yourself in a position to have to deal with things that are outdated. So for a while, I shied away from using the phrase old school, but it's true. Some network marketing training are simply old school, and I'd like to share the differences with you in this episode. That way you can make some wise choices and decisions in building your network marketing business. Is that okay? So here we go. The old school network marketing training focuses on networking as marketing. Okay. Pretty much everything you do is all about networking, and you use that as marketing. Here's the main problem with that. People don't appreciate talking to strangers anymore. Okay. Your prospects have choices today. That's number one. Number two, they are skeptical. Number three, they have tremendously low attention span. Number four, they want to Google you and whatever you sell first before they buy. Number five, Google has a tremendous amount of information for anything, about anything, either lies or truth, doesn't matter, the information are there, and people don't care if they're lies or truth, they consume them anyway. Number six, they'd rather hide behind the internet. Your prospect would rather hide behind the internet through a smartphone or personal computers to meet people. Number 7, I think that's number 7, right? Yep, they hate strangers knocking on their door. So because of all these factors, all 7 factors and more, you need to learn how to market. People still buy, yes, people still go to shopping malls, people still go on Amazon.com, people go to eBay.com to shop and they actually buy. They still want some things, right? They still spend money. In fact, they still join opportunities just in case you're struggling and you're wondering if anybody is joining opportunities. Yes, they are. However, the way your prospect process information is a little different. Here are some old school network marketing training tools and strategies. I want to point them out to you so you can see the difference. 3-foot rule, for example. Now, when you're talking to strangers at Walmart, as long as they are within 3 feet, that's what you call 3-foot rule. Anyone within 3 feet, you need to pitch them. It doesn't work, but there are exceptions to every rule, of course, right? So there's nothing that actually does not work. Everything works. The question is always efficiency. Now, hear me out. If you know marketing, you can actually twist this around. Even the old school, so old school 3-foot rule. If someone was within 3 feet and searching for something on a shelf at Walmart, offering to help them search can create an opportunity to start a conversation, right? So yes, you can ask some strategic questions right after. What do you do? If they say, hey, I'm a medical doctor, you say, oh, wow. Do you have a business card? Sure, here you go. If you noticed, you were focused on doing things that the prospect would normally want already. And you're doing that in order so you can connect with them. And that exponentially increases your chances of actually connecting with them. Okay. So you actually focus on what the prospect wants. Believe it or not, that has not always been needed because there was no choices. Okay. There was no other choice. You knock on someone's door with a water filter. Yes, you can sell to them if you know how to talk, but it's different in nowadays. It's very different. They will Google your butt first on their phone. So are you open to making money outside of what you do? Instead of that question changes everything for everyone. In fact, doesn't that question have an awkward tone to it? Yes, right? So if I find myself in such a scenario, I'd just take the card and I'd say something like this. Hey, I'm actually looking for some professional business partners in the local area for a project I'm working on. Is it okay if I send you some information by email and then stay in touch later? What do you think people are going to say? They're going to say yes, of course, unless they just hate you. I don't know why they will hate you. You already connected with them, right? So it's a little bit of a different tone, but it's also feeding off of the existing connection you just created. See, this changes everything. That's skills. That's marketing and prospecting skills right there. But then also, something is still off. Something is missing. The value of time continues to increase by the day. Okay, we don't have time. Everybody have low attention span because truthfully, people value their time more than ever before. So if you focus on network marketing training that boosts your marketing and prospecting skills, you won't have time to be roaming around Walmart. Okay. If your network marketing training teaches you how to generate 20 to 30 quality and targeted leads that already wants to buy from you every single day, using strictly the internet, how much time would you have left for old school strategies or knocking on doors, walking the streets, talking to people at Walmart? That simply wouldn't be necessary, right? So the same thing applies to all other tips and strategies offered by old school network marketing training. 3-way calls, endless home meetings, distributing flyers, distributing business cards at local events. They can still work with proper prospecting skills if you find yourself in a situation that you have to prosper, but efficiency is always questionable with this old school strategies. You only have 24 hours in a day. You probably still have to spend 8+ hours on a day job, right? You won't have a life with the old school stuff. So thanks to technology, there's a better way today. It's easier, it's simpler, it's faster, and it's actually better, and it actually helps more people. Remember, the more people you serve in this world, the more money you make. The more people you provide value to, the more money you make. So how do you provide value to as many people as possible without factoring the time? It's impossible. You have to factor how much time you're spending on each individual, and you have to pre-qualify people. Because let's be frank, you're not going to be able to serve everyone in the world. It just doesn't work like that. There's some people that are waiting for you specifically to be served by you. If you spend time with the wrong people, that's obviously because you didn't learn marketing. Okay. You didn't learn marketing, which obviously factors in market, message, and the media. And obviously we're talking about targeting here scientifically. Okay. Scientifically speaking. Okay. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. Be careful what kind of network marketing training you're plugged into. Time is not on your side. It's not on anyone's side. You need to be particular on what skills you invest yourself in. Personally, if you had to choose between network and marketing, I'm going to advise you right now, choose marketing, because that will automatically build your network, and there you have it. You have success. Does that make sense? Good. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode. I will see you on the next episode. Peace. Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.